Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Last week's primary election ended in a surprising upset with Democrats nominating David Crowley for governor over the projected winner, self-declared Democrat Socialist Francesca Hahn. Crowley experienced a rocky campaign and at one point dropped out and then re-entered. On Tuesday night, he secured a shaky victory at the margin of less than 4,000 votes. Crowley's experience includes 2 terms in the Wisconsin State Assembly and more recently 6 years as the Milwaukee County Executive. His track record includes attempts to expand access to abortion. During the 2020 pandemic, Crowley instituted draconian measures, including lockdowns, universal masking policy, as well as vaccine mandates. He also vowed to change the state constitution to advance his woke LGBT ideology. Crowley's running mate for lieutenant governor will be Sarah Godlewski, the current Secretary of State. On the Republican side, proven conservative Tom Tiffany soared to an easy win. During his time in the legislature, Tiffany consistently voted to protect life in the womb. He has also voiced his support for measures that protect children from pornography and women's sports from biological males. Christian conservative David Varnum secured the Republican lieutenant governor nomination. Many credit Varnum's victory based on running towards Christian conservative issues instead of running away from them. Varnum is a former board member of Wisconsin Family Council and has previously worked as a federal policy analyst for Dr. James Dobson at Focus on the Family, as well as the previous mayor of Lancaster. During his campaign, Varnum listed protecting women's sports, supporting parental choice in education, and saving the unborn from abortion among his key issues. Other candidates like Varnum, who unashamedly support biblical values, experienced similar success across the state. Michael Alfonso easily secured the Republican nomination for the open seat in the U.S. House of Representatives in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. For Wisconsin Senate, Eric Severson won in District 25 while running on issues that included a conservative stance on marijuana and physician-assisted suicide. We saw many nominees run their campaign on biblical values like saving babies from abortion, protecting religious freedoms, and keeping biological men out of women's sports and locker rooms. Their nominations sent a clear message to party elites. Conservatives in Wisconsin care deeply about moral issues and will voice their values at the polls in every election. As we look forward to November, our ballots will also include 3 constitutional amendments. First, the Religious Freedom Constitutional Amendment prohibits government from shutting down churches during public health emergencies like they did during the 2020 pandemic. A yes vote means that your church decides whether it will stay open or closed. A no vote means that a bureaucrat in Madison can force your church to close. Second, the Equality Constitutional Amendment prohibits the government from discriminating or granting preferential treatment based on race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin. A yes vote means that government must stop its programs based on race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin, where a no vote means that DEI programs may continue as is. Third, the State Executive Powers Constitutional Amendment prohibits the governor from using the partial veto to create or increase taxes and fees. A yes vote supports the current Wisconsin Constitution by prohibiting the governor from using the partial veto to increase taxes. A no vote allows the governor to use the partial veto to increase taxes. As we look toward November, this election leaves us with 2 clear takeaways. First, this election reminded us that every vote counts. Last week, David Crowley won the Democrat nomination by less than a half of a percentage point. When Tiffany and Crowley face off this November, we anticipate similar tight margins. Your vote will make a difference this November. Second, the election showed us that when Christian conservatives get out and vote, election results change. Last month, we challenged you with this quote, "Bad officials are elected by good citizens who do not vote." This month, you showed up and voiced your values at the polls. Christians play a major role in the future of Wisconsin, either by voting to lessen evil or by sitting out and allowing candidates with anti-biblical agendas to win the day. In order for candidates with biblical values to win this November, Christians must continue to voice their values through their votes. As we reflect on last week, we want to thank you for partnering with us and for honoring God with your vote. We'll see you at the polls this November. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.